George, things certainly changed from when you first signed. I mean, that's a lot more crowded position than it was when you first got here. What's that been like for you?
It's been great. You know, the secondary is it's a fun part of the defense to be a part of. It's a lot of competition back there, and, you know, as a professional, that's all you can ask for. You know, we don't expect anything to be given to us. You got to go out there and earn it.
Were you expecting that much competition when you signed?
I mean, I didn't know what other plans they had as far as the secondary went, but, you know, I welcome it. Bernard is a force to be reckoned with. You know, he's a big hitter. But one thing about it, you know, when they told me there's a lot of packages that we're going to have in place, so there may be opportunities for all of us to be out there on at the same time. So we got to just wait and see how all the pieces continue to fit together.
What would three safeties on the field at once do for the defense?
Yeah, just give the offense a different look. You know, they may not know who's going to be in coverage, who's going to be down in the box. You know, we all could be in you know, playing different roles on any given call. So that's why it's important for us all to know what each other's assignments are, so that in the event there's going to be a change or one guy may do something particularly better than the next guy, we can just very interchangeable.
You were here a year ago, so you don't know what it was like. But I mean, with the addition of Pollard and Greg Williams, it would seem to be a pretty volatile mix to bring into a defense.
Well, you know, they're trying to change the culture around here. And, you know, since I've been here, you can actually see it starting to take place. You know, every day guys come in with the mindset ready to work. There's a high level of accountability in place. And, you know, those are two key components in building a winning football team. So we have to be held accountable in all aspects, coaches, players alike.
As a veteran, how do you fit into that?
You know, just trying to come in, learn the Titan way of doing things. And once I'm able to master my job and my position, then I can start helping other guys and being able to branch off and be in more of a leadership role. But right now, it's my job to make sure I know what I'm doing, make sure I'm doing it the right way, and, you know, that I'm able to fulfill my responsibilities consistently.
It's such a high-scoring league now. I mean, you just don't – I mean, it was the Super Bowl. Both teams scored 30 points last year. Has what's expected of defenses changed? I mean, is it more about making the big play now than it is the low number at the end of the day?
Not in our room, it's not. You know, there's the expectation of our defense this year to go out and hold the offense to minimal points. You know, the good defenses are able to average maybe roughly around 17 points a game. Those are the teams that are consistently in the playoffs. Those are the teams that are consistently playing for conference championships and eventually for Super Bowl championships.
George, there was an identity that this defense had at one point in time. Do you guys think that you guys are relatively close to getting that back?
Well, you know, right now we're in the beginning phases. You know, it would be premature for me to come up and say that we're back to what the Titans were in 99 and 2000 when they were making their runs. But that's certainly the expectation of this defense. You know, we got, you know, Coach Williams was here at that time. You know, there are references in our defensive room about those times. We actually watch some game footage whenever we're installing of those teams. Every day I walk from the locker room to that weight room, and I make sure that I spend some time looking at all those images that are up on that wall, because that's a part of this franchise's history. I know that's what we're trying to get back to. That's the mindset, that's the expectation, and that's what we're working towards day in and day out.
How long does it take to get to Paducah by 24?
About an hour and 40 minutes.
Really?
If I'm going the speed limit.
How often is it tempting now to hit that?
No, not right now. I mean, right now I'm in work mode. You know, I'm completely dedicated to this organization and trying to do whatever's asked of me. I can go home when we finish up with OTAs or things of that nature. Right now it's work mode.
They coming down here?
I had a foundation event this past weekend, so some of my family came up from Paducah to help support those efforts. But, you know, right now they're going to have to come and see me if they want to see me and spend time with me.
Kendall mentioned last year how he learned the offense a lot better when the defense got on the field. You guys are about to hit that point in the offseason program. What are you looking forward to?
Well, right now, you know, we're only, you know, because of the offseason rules, we're not able to have guys in motion, you know, line up against all the different adjustments that the offense could give you. But, you know, that's the next phase. You know, right now we're still working position drills, technique drills, trying to make sure that we know our alignments first and foremost and our assignments. And then, you know, we move to the next phase next week when we come back to start our OTAs. And that's where we really begin to get an idea of what type of football team we're going to be and what type of identity we're going to have.
This is the second year of this off-season schedule. Do you like it now? I mean, knowing what to expect, do you feel like you can, you know, teams can be better in terms of taking advantage?
Yeah, personally, I like it because, you know, just overall, not just from a football standpoint, you know, there's a high percentage of guys that when they walk away from the game, the transition is very difficult. It's challenging for them and their families. And because we commit so much of our time in the past, even in the off season, guys haven't had the opportunity to go back to school, get their degrees, potentially get some internships, a job shadowing opportunity, so that they can at least have a plan in place for that transition. From a football perspective, it allows more time for the body to heal before we come back and start going through the ground and pound of an off-season weightlifting program. It allows the coaches to be more hands-on from a teaching perspective, so guys have a clear understanding of what their job description is, what the level of accountability is, and to be able to get into the nuts and bolts of each individual defense and the techniques that come with those defenses.